Just kind of give us your overall thoughts. I know you got a chance to coach these guys.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great honor, especially at the Division I level. I think Alex Kelly has come a long way from the mere fact of from being from Fort Collins, Colorado, being one of the top football prospects in the state of Colorado, and signing to play quarterback at Colorado State, and after a year deciding that it was time to put the pads away and pick up the rawhide again. You know, we were very fortunate to get Alex Kelly, and for him to play here for 2 years. He's the type of kid that academics were very important to him, and work ethic was very important to him. And he turned himself into being a really good junior college player to obviously getting one of the highest acclamations you could possibly get at the Division I level and being being named All-American. Tyler Rogers came to us as a 6'3", 6'4", tall right-handed, skinny right-handed arm out of Littleton, Colorado, and straight over the top. We made some adjustments as far as coming from over the top to getting him to more of an undershooter role, and he was a kid who lacked some confidence and then turned into a big-time arm for us as far as closing 15 games out for us his sophomore year. Just mentality, personality, as a person, it was just fun to watch Tyler and Alex Kelly turn into not only the players they were, but the people they have become also.
You know, last thing, and this is kind of a unique standpoint from the JUCO level perspective, is you see a lot of really good Division I guys come through here. So when you saw these two guys, did you ever think that they would be this good this fast?
Alex Kelly, yes. He had been away from the game for a full year, so everything for him to be successful was there. Tyler Rogers, it was more work ethic and desire. Once he caught on to being an undershooter and started figuring some things out, got more comfortable in his role and his mentality started changing, Tyler Rogers became a completely different person. Being more of coming from being a shy kid to being a kid who was a little bit more outgoing, more demanding of his teammates, more demanding of his coaching staff as well, and being more demanding of, I want the ball. Just seeing those two kids grow up is probably some of the funner things you get to do as a coach.